State law enforcement agents are on duty in an eastern Oklahoma city. An update on efforts to get people experiencing homelessness in Oklahoma City into housing, and dozens of single parents get a boost to continue their college education. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, August 18th. I'm Deborah Shar. State agents are now running the Okemah Police Department. State Attorney General Gentner Drummond says he deployed personnel from his office today after five Okemah officers, including the police chief, were terminated or resigned. Drummond says he took action after receiving a request for assistance from the city of Okemah. The agents are expected to maintain law enforcement operations until the city can hire sufficient personnel to restore its police force to full capacity. The Attorney General's office says it will work closely with city officials to transition back to local control. 45 people living at an encampment along General Pershing Boulevard in Oklahoma City are moving into housing. Sierra Pfeiffer has more.
The relocation is part of the city's Encampment Rehousing Initiative, which is led by Key to Home, a collaborative of local, private, and public organizations working together to address homelessness. Along with access to housing, each person will also receive a year of case management support from Key to Home. City officials say staff worked with residents for several weeks before the move, offering housing to everyone at the site. The encampment was in a stormwater drainage area, and officials say the location posed safety risks due to flooding and traffic hazards. Since launching Key to Home reports, it has helped move nearly 450 people from outdoor encampments into housing with supportive services. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
The Trump administration could release millions in orphaned well plugging funds after months of withholding the grant money. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the Oklahoma Corporation Commission expects up to $102 million in its next funding phase.
The money will go toward cleaning up some of Oklahoma's tens of thousands of abandoned wells. The sites can leak methane, a potent greenhouse gas, into the atmosphere or contaminate nearby water. The funds will come with new guidance and fewer rules. States won't be required to hire third-party experts to conduct reviews related to the Endangered Species Act or the National Historic Preservation Act. That means pluggers hired by the OCC with federal dollars won't need to ensure they're not harming endangered and threatened species or assess areas for historic properties. They also won't be required to measure methane emissions before and after plugging. The administration calls the old requirements burdensome. The OCC says it welcomes the revised guidelines. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
A program to help single parents stay in college held an award ceremony this weekend in Oklahoma City. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports 48 single parents received $1,200 each for school expenses or life necessities.
The Oklahoma Single Parent Scholarship Program is a volunteer-led nonprofit with the goal of helping low-income single parents gain self-sufficiency through post-secondary education. On Sunday, the program awarded the largest number of recipients ever for one semester. Ellen Ingram, one of the program's founders, says the program has the potential to change the trajectory of families for generations.
What our research shows is that every scholarship they receive has a dramatic and almost immediate impact on their post-graduation salaries. And changing that changes the outcome of those kids.
Reagan Flournoy says overcoming a rough background inspired her to go to school.
And I never thought that something like this would be possible for me. I thought I'd be dead or in prison or on the streets just because of the lifestyle choices that I was making.
Now, Flournoy is pursuing her bachelor's in sociology, psychology, and substance abuse studies at the University of Central Oklahoma. Each recipient is paired with a volunteer mentor who encourages and advises them through school. I'm Audrey McClure.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.